This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Capitol complex remains temporarily locked down during rehearsal for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration after a fire in a homeless encampment roughly a mile away sent a plume of smoke into the air and caused security concerns. Law enforcement officials said there was no threat to the public and the fire is not believed to be a threat to the inauguration. Local firefighters put out the blaze quickly. Officials said the evacuation of some participants and the lockdown were ordered by the acting chief of Capitol Police in an abundance of caution. Biden was not participating in Monday's rehearsal, nor were other VIPs who will attend the ceremony this Wednesday. A Russian judge has ordered to jail opposition leader Alexei Navalny for 30 days after the leading Kremlin critic returned to Russia from Germany, where he was recovering from nerve agent poisoning he blames on the Kremlin. The ruling concluded a court hearing set up at a police precinct where Navalny was being held since his arrest at a Moscow airport Sunday, and it prompted calls for protests from Navalny's allies. The World Health Organization chief says it is not right that younger, healthier adults in wealthier countries get vaccinated against COVID-19 before older people in poorer countries. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus kicked off the WHO's week-long executive board meeting by lamenting that one poor country got only 25 vaccine doses, while more than 39 million doses have been made in nearly 50 richer nations. He says that the world is on the brink of a moral catastrophic failure in assuring access to the vaccines. The WHO chief also raised the issue of the profits that drug makers can make in richer countries. Austria's envoy raised questions about the WHO's program to get vaccines to poorer countries. This is VOA News. Coronavirus deaths are rising in nearly two-thirds of American states as a winter surge pushes the overall toll toward 400,000 amid warnings that a new highly contagious variant is taking hold. As Americans observed a national holiday Monday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo pleaded with federal authorities to curtail travel from countries where new variants are spreading, referring to new versions directed and detected in Britain, South Africa, and Brazil. Cuomo said, "Stop those people from coming here. Why are you allowing people to fly into this country? And then it's too late." The U.S. government has already curbed travel from some of the places where the new variants are spreading, such as Britain and Brazil, and recently announced that it will require proof of negative COVID-19 test for anyone flying into the country. The International Energy Agency says oil and gas companies aren't doing enough to reduce the release of methane, a potent source of planet heating emissions. A published report Monday by the Paris-based organization found the estimated 10% drop in methane emissions from oil and gas companies last year was largely due to lower production amid a global decline in demand due to the pandemic downturn. It warned that the amount of methane released into the atmosphere as part of the production process for fossil fuels could rebound again as economies recover. The agency called on countries and companies to do more to plug those leaks. The premier of Canada's oil-rich province of Alberta wants U.S. President-elect Joe Biden to give the Canadian government a chance to make the case for the Keystone XL oil sands pipeline to be built. The Alberta premier, Jason Kenney, says that he will seek legal damages if reports are true that Biden plans to scrap the pipeline on his first day as U.S. president. Biden's plan is outlined in transition documents seen by Canadian media outlets. He has previously said he will cancel the pipeline. First proposed in 2008, the pipeline has become emblematic of the tensions between economic development and curbing fossil fuel emissions. Israel's education minister says he is banning groups that call on Israel an apartheid state from lecturing at schools. The move targets the country's leading human rights group after it began describing both Israel and its control of the Palestinian territories as a single apartheid nation and system. The explosive term is vehemently rejected by Israel's leaders and many ordinary Israelis. They announced the measure on Twitter late Sunday. Rights group B. Tselem said that last week, while Palestinians live under different forms of Israeli control in occupied West Bank, blockaded Gaza, annex East Jerusalem, and within Israel's itself, they have fewer rights. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.